Elder financial abuse, legal steps to protect seniors and recover stolen assets. Elder financial abuse is one of the most serious and emotionally complex threats facing older adults today. What often begins as subtle financial interference can quickly evolve into significant exploitation, undermining years of careful planning and hard-earned security. Financial exploitation of seniors is not simply a matter of lost funds. It is often a breach of trust that undermines a lifetime of careful planning. Retirement savings, real estate holdings, investment portfolios, and carefully constructed estate plans can be destabilized in a matter of months, sometimes weeks, when exploitation goes unchecked. In many cases, the person responsible is not a stranger operating from overseas, but someone close. A caregiver, a relative, a new romantic partner, or even an individual formally appointed under a power of attorney. That proximity makes detection difficult and intervention emotionally painful. Understanding how exploitation occurs and how the law can respond is essential to protecting vulnerable adults and preserving family stability. The expanding scope of elder financial exploitation. National data consistently confirms what we see in practice. Elder financial abuse is increasing both in frequency and sophistication. According to research compiled by the National Council on Aging, older Americans lose billions of dollars each year to various forms of financial exploitation. The FBI and Federal Trade Commission similarly report that adults over 60 represent one of the most heavily targeted demographic groups for fraud. Authoritative national resources tracking trends and preventative strategies include the National Council on Aging, FBI Elder Fraud Program, the Federal Trade Commission Consumer Alerts, the U.S. Department of Justice Elder Justice Initiative. While large-scale scam operations receive significant attention, many of the most financially damaging cases occur quietly within families or trusted relationships. These situations may never appear in public statistics, yet they can be legally and emotionally devastating. How financial abuse typically develops. Elder financial abuse often unfolds gradually. It may begin with small, temporary loans that are never repaid, assistance with bill payments that evolves into control over bank accounts, or subtle pressure to revise estate planning documents. In other situations, fraudsters use more aggressive tactics, such as impersonating government agencies or investment professionals. Common patterns we see include misuse of authority under a power of attorney, unauthorized transfers of real estate, improper beneficiary changes, and coerced gifts or loans. Identity theft and online scams also remain prevalent, particularly those involving technology support impersonation or romance-based confidence schemes. The FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center publishes annual reporting data illustrating how these schemes evolved. What makes these cases especially complex is that exploitation frequently overlaps with diminished capacity, isolation, or grief. Seniors experiencing cognitive decline, loneliness, or recent loss are particularly vulnerable to manipulation. Recognizing warning signs before damage escalates. Families are often the first line of defense. Although every situation is different, certain patterns tend to precede significant financial loss. These may include unexplained withdrawals, unusual wire transfers, abrupt changes in spending habits, missing account statements, or sudden modifications to estate planning documents. Other warning signs are less financial and more relational. A new individual who isolates the senior from family, resistance to discussing finances, or visible anxiety when financial matters are raised. In some cases, unpaid bills accumulate despite adequate income and assets. When these signs appear, early legal consultation can prevent further damage. Financial exploitation rarely resolves itself. It typically accelerates if not addressed. Immediate protective measures. When exploitation is suspected, prompt action is critical. Reporting concerns to Adult Protective Services can initiate protective oversight and, where appropriate, investigation. Contact information for state agencies can be found through the National Adult Protective Services Association. Simultaneously, financial accounts should be reviewed and secured. This may involve restricting access, changing credentials, placing fraud alerts, or freezing credit reports through the major reporting agencies, Equifax, Experian, TransUnion. Preserving documentation is equally important. Bank statements, investment records, contracts, property deeds, and prior estate planning documents form the evidentiary backbone of any recovery effort. The role of an elder law attorney in recovery. Elder financial abuse cases require both technical legal knowledge and strategic coordination. An experienced elder law attorney evaluates not only the financial transactions involved, but also the broader legal framework, fiduciary duties, undue influence standards, capacity concerns, and statutory remedies. At Ziegler Estate Law Group, our approach begins with a careful review of financial records and estate planning structures. We assess whether powers of attorney were properly exercised, whether transfers were legally authorized, and whether undue influence may invalidate certain transactions. From there, we coordinate with financial institutions, investigators, and when appropriate, law enforcement authorities. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau offers additional guidance regarding fraud reporting and institutional response. In some cases, recovery may involve negotiation and voluntary restitution. In others, civil litigation becomes necessary to pursue claims such as breach of fiduciary duty, fraud, conversion, or exploitation under applicable statutes. Where criminal conduct is present, restitution mechanisms may also be available through the justice system, court intervention, and protective orders. There are situations in which immediate judicial relief is required. If the abuser continues to access accounts or exert influence, courts can issue protective orders or injunctions to prevent further harm. When an older adult lacks capacity to manage financial affairs independently, guardianship proceedings may provide structured oversight. These proceedings are serious and must be approached with care as they directly affect autonomy and legal rights. Our role is to ensure that protective measures are appropriately tailored and legally sound. Rebuilding financial security after exploitation. Recovery does not end with asset retrieval. In many cases, estate plans must be revised to reduce future vulnerability. This may involve restructuring trusts, strengthening durable powers of attorney with oversight mechanisms, implementing co-fiduciary arrangements, or adding accounting requirements for agents. The American Bar Association Commission on Law and Aging provides additional educational materials regarding fiduciary safeguards and elder protection frameworks. Thoughtful restructuring not only restores financial order, but also helps rebuild confidence and stability. Protecting dignity and legacy. Financial exploitation affects more than bank balances. It can fracture family relationships, create lasting emotional distress, and undermine carefully constructed estate plans intended to provide for future generations. For more than 20 years, Ziegler Estate Law Group has guided families through complex elder law matters with steadiness and discretion. When financial abuse occurs, our focus is not only on legal remedies, but on restoring security, clarity, and long-term protection. If you suspect that someone you love may be experiencing financial exploitation, timely legal intervention can make a decisive difference. Early action preserves options. Structured advocacy protects both assets and dignity. Request your consultation today and take the next step forward with clarity, care, and confidence.